They can't stay in business with us anymore. What are you gonna do?
We always knew we were gonna come to this point sooner. This is the story of the Tenor Man. Tenor Man. Let them know the devil. Oh, it's your 100 miles.
on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100, nigga.
Thank you. sinner. Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never hit you. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you?
Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is steady again. But even a small light, it can burn a bridge. Even a small light, it can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just want to be famous. You can see that my beauty found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this.
I am a sinner. Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign with radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to, this shit is vital, I know you had to.
Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching a chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather a seasonal name, I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this.
I am a sinner. Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 You ain't heard the coast like this in a long time. Don't you see that long line? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 53's in the air. I can see you are in sync. Hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive.
My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I say, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Black and a BCD. Get your freestyles ready.
Yes, yes. It is nice. It is nice. It is nice. And on
all to agree on more than three because they're weak.
Every morning when I wake up, money on my mind, good times it get kicked up, sunshine coming through my blinds, I'm living, but really though it's never enough, 10 million, that's a must, living in California, everybody wanna visit for, they come from all around the world for the, these niggas are killed for that, put it in your grill for that, still everybody got a bill for that, me, I make bills off that. How the fuck y'all can't see I ride when I drive down the block and you look outside? H-A-T-E in your eyes. I enter big money for the enterprise. It's a beautiful day, I guess. For a bitch to roll with Andre, I guess. Roll it up, baby, come on, let that trust and roll it up for me when I'm stressed.
You might catch me in Atlanta, looking like a boss. New Orleans and then Miami, party in New York. Texas, I be screwed up. Chi-Town, I be really dripping. But nothing like my home.
Come from all around the world for the
women, we weather. Don't it sound clever? Come and play. What can I say? Welcome to LA.
My nigga said he wanna fly out to get him some 3 W's only for a 3-day run. Bitch, take the motherfucking pennies off. You ain't no none shit. I be living in the sky every time I ride by the mall. Ribbon in the sky on the radio, cause Stevie know I control. Let it breathe, I control. California living till I am old. We want to be on to peak on the charts so the peons can be gone and pee on their hearts. She ain't the coupe, she ain't the neon, cause she on the BS before we can start on. Fuck with a nigga, ride with a nigga. Let them know I'm priority, what it be. Hennessy and for my niggas, OG killer. Call it Jason, boy, he's boy, he own his job. Boy, he sure be hell of the marks.
I love those super white, fucking bluish headlights. I'm part of the problem, I know. I don't have them on this car, but I just always like the way those things look. Only the most inert of gases. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a boss, I'll buy that ocean. Ain't nobody fucking with this. They want that shit. They off their beam. I give it to them, but in between. My time, I gotta tie shoe strings. Life's a trip when you want these things. I off this hook, and then I lean. 2 or 3 W's a life. You know, blow job, need an application. And eat you pussy, make appetite. And get my type. I like them round, just like my drink. The fuck you think? I don't fuck with no happy down. See if you fuck, then it's after me. You know how much I'ma make it work. You know her trust, living in her purse. When you discuss your love for lust, just make sure you visit here first, Cali. You might catch me in Atlanta, looking like a boss. New Orleans and then Miami, party in New York. Texas, I be screwed up. Chi-Town, I be really pimping. But nothing like my hometown, I'm forever living.
They come for from all around the world for the
don't it sound clever, come and play. What can I say? Welcome to LA. funeral, dance song at your burial. Kiki knock on the stereo, you marry your.
Employing retail centers slowly on its way out, moving on next generation.
I decided that's all that song I wanted to hear. I moved on. It's just how it goes sometimes.
Well, it's the M-I drinking letter. Ain't no one better.
No, I don't know.
Years, son of a bitch, a little longer than five, it sounds like. And, what is your name, sir? Jerry? One day it was gonna fucking happen, folks. What is your name? What is it? John. Oh, Jesus, we've already had another John. I've got a one name per crowd limit, sir, so you're gonna have to change that to Jonathan or Johnny. How about Hot Johnny? You comfortable with Hot Johnny? You like that, huh, Hot Johnny? You could do morning radio here, that'd be great. Here's Bon Jovi. I'm Hot Johnny. 21 after the hour, 49 till. We got a two for coming up from Iron Maiden. We got something from Bare Bones from Fuck Bunkin'. We got a bunkin'.
There it go! Oh,
as soon as I thought I was having a good time.
Hey, this nigga burnt out with a highlight.
This nigga think he's shit.
What's practice, Jizzle?
See?
Man,
everybody try to hit me with the homie combo.
But nigga, I've been trying to get your number from the homies for the longest, but nigga trying to act like you the president and shit.
In the homie combo?
Trying to tell nigga, man, YG a real nigga.
Turn into the money combo.
Fuck it, man, I ain't gonna beat around the bush, my nigga. Let a nigga borrow a couple $100, my nigga. You the homie, I know you got it.
Nigga, what?
no policy. I break backs, make tracks, and get funky. There's nowhere to run to, cause nobody cares. MCs drop to your knees, say your prayers. The luck of the Irish is about to kick in. Prepare to die and notify your next of kin. I'm going all out, fucked up and call out. That's how I'm living, punk, you better stall out. This is the house of pain. To come inside is insane.
A lot of fucking traffic.
Think I'm paying for your cab. Ain't gonna let you crash or let you get up in my stash. I don't give it up. up for blowing, I ain't giving up my cash. I whip a motherfucker's ass just for wasting my time. All up in my face and personal space with that line. Let me get some. Let me get some.
Not a bag of tricks to bag you with. That's a bag for when I go camping and shit. I'm slick as the ruler, like butter on the roof. And he's trying to do roofing in the rain, snow boots. I'm saying don't say it if you really don't know it. You $100 short, so the bank is foreclosing. See me? I ain't for all the modeling and gold. Seen 10 of y'all before in the mall first too. Talking, jumping, laughing. Coming to the show, man, watch, I'ma show him his face.
Chuck here, let me backstage. The cool kids go, I heard the niggas get paid.
Funny, no, really, that's funny, listen up. Rita ain't raised no dummy, try your luck here, boo. You should roll a dice for me. I let the beat ride while I count my money.
Let me get some. Let me get some.
The place is here, the time is right for the twins and Warren G to rip shit tonight.
Prepared for this level of traffic, honestly. Really. Just.
Should be on cover of the High Times. Walk in my closet, good sky miles. Trap Einstein, Japanese out of wontons. Gave a D like.
To save it for Savannah, Joe and Amanda, Zach and Alexandra. Don't let the folks around you way pump your head, cause you'll be the owner of a hospital bed. I'll kick fire out your ass so fast, you'll be as crispy as my man Bill Black.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's go to the next record.
Out, we'll be missing you.
started.
Now.
Hits 1 What You Want Countdown.
What You Want.
15 songs trending on our Facebook, Twitter, and SiriusXM.com/Hits1. Number 15.
Kurt Benzmiller's continuation rolls into the fourth and heat number 9.
Duck Lake, Saskatchewan's Luke Tournier looks like he's back to end his title. Great run off the nut. Great cut of the number 4 set of barrels, actually, to get it all started. All right, times from heat number 8.
Number 8. Your Wrangler wrap up in heat number 8. Top day money, about $1,200, $1,300. Here's your Wrangler wrap up. Ray Crotto Jr., rapid response, rapid time, 1:15.92 to win the heat, 1:15.92. Mark Sutherland, Pomeroy Instant Suites, 1:16.17 right behind him. Gary Gorst, NCSG Hauling and Rigging at 1:16.74. All those guys penalty free. Jason Glass, Birchclip Energy, had a running time of 1:17.04, but he crunched the top of that number 1 barrel. Cost him 5 seconds. Brings him up to 1:22.04. Your regular wrap-up, heat number 9.
And that pretty much throws you out of the average 5-second penalty right off the bat in a 4-day show. You just don't have time to recover from that.
Oh, no, and it's, you really won't. I mean, you can win some day money, get some good day points, but as far as being able to win a 4-day aggregate with a 5-second penalty, these wagons are just too close in speed. It just isn't going to happen. But take a look at that last heat there, the defending champion. Boy, I thought Vern Nolan, once he got the rail there, that he was going to run away with it, but Luke Tournier running too wide, just like what Cody Ridsdale did earlier on in the night. Too wide seemed to be a pretty good spot out there because there were some pretty fast times. I don't know if that's going to threaten the top time of the night, but Luke Tournier went out and won his race tonight. Well, we saw that happen right from the get-go tonight. Heat number one and off the number two barrel was Ross Knight, but he really charged around the 5/8 of a mile course and actually had the best running time to kick off the 2016 George Norman Memorial Chumquagan Championship. So Two Wide's been a pretty good place to be on the track tonight.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. It's been good, actually. It looks like it's been a pretty good track. Maybe a little slowed down a little bit over the course of the night, but you know what? We saw some pretty fair races here tonight in front of this pretty much near-capacity crowd.
Very exciting kickoff to the George Norman Memorial Chuckwagon Championships. Time's yet to come from heat number nine, our hot heat of the night. And then, of course, Will for Fortis Alberta bring you all the numbers that really matter, including the current world standings presentation of Trinidad Drilling. That and more to come as we continue from the opening night of the Bonnievale Chuckwagon Championships on the WPCA Pro Tour Live.
How's the air quality in your home? Start living in comfort today with Lennox Residential Heating, Cooling, and...
It really is. It's almost when you look back at it, you're like, man, Bisping really is the champ. The only people who ever beat him were the ones who were juicing out.
Yeah, it's very true. All right, let's take a break really quick because we got to get Eddie Alvarez on the show in a few minutes, and I'm really excited to talk to Eddie. Career-defining performance, career highlight.
No one was giving him a chance in the fight.
Yeah.
Came out and put the champ away.
There's something in the air right now with underdogs. Ooh. There's something in the air with UFC titles. They seem to be greased up, and they seem to be going from person to person. I'm going to give Eddie's take on that. We're also talking a lot more about PEDs, who's been popped, what's fair, what's not fair. When we're done with Eddie, I want to get your calls because Gustafson came out and said John Jones is no longer the greatest of all time. And I want everyone's opinion on that because I want to know if his legacy has been smeared. All that, a whole bunch more, SiriusXM Rush 93, The Countdown.
Gentlemen, Jerry Cooney is known for hope.
In today, which was nice. Been too long since I was able to truly, you know, deal in facts so frequently, deal in personal opinion, but, you know, science is science. I love the sweet science of fighting game ranking.
Speech.
Uh-oh.
Later you can catch her at Hustler Club on
yeah, 37th Street. You know, Stat, I've been watching a lot of documentaries, man, and I would kind of see, you know, you should check out the Behind the Label. They talk about record labels. They talk about Terror Squad and a lot of other record label, the Lox's label, which was Rough Riders. There's like about 8 of them. I just binge watched all of them.
What are they on though?
Huh?
YouTuber.
They're on BET. It's show, but you and I have the same thing. Yeah. So you could just search. It's inside the label. I thought it was behind the label. I'm sorry. It's inside the label, and it's definitely worth everybody's attention.
Let me ask you, son. So watching it, right? Like, I noticed, like, you know, from what I saw, like, on Facebook and other places, that they were talking to the people that normally don't get talked to.
Right. So what was awesome is that you had, like, a lot of the A&Rs, like, the dudes who were helping... you know, the PR people, like the behind the scenes people who knew like the real story
because they were there.
Yeah, and a great one is they have Loud, and you know, if we have our guest who's coming up later, we'll have a nice conversation that I'll talk about on that one. Right. But I definitely recommend it. They have a lot of stuff on there, and it also takes you through a nice little trip through memory lane, because you know, you hear the struggles and you're like, I didn't even know that was happening. You know, with like Loud, Sign and Pun.
Yeah, because I saw Exhibit, like Tony Sunshine, I saw Prospect. And,
right. Oh, that's an, yeah, that's, you know, the, what I mean? You're talking about the actual one about the Terror Squad episode.
Right.
And it's all done by Shaka Zulu and Ludacris and the whole DTV.
They're the ones who produced the show?
They're the ones who produced
it. Is there a Disturb of the Peace episode?
There is.
You gotta be a little biased though.
No, it isn't. I mean, actually, I couldn't even tell you. They have Chingy, who there was a case against. So they had
Chingy was
right. They have his, like, he speaks for himself. You know, Titty Boy and all that. Yeah, I know you was turning up to this before Turning Up was invented. Imagine Stack.
Static gave me the Chingy vinyl box set.
Yeah, and I bet you rhymed
you
over that.
You slept on it. I gave it to Deadeye. I had it for a long time for no reason. Like, what was I doing? I was never going to play it.
See, hold on. Let me make a point real quick.
Make it, please.
To these fucking new cats, just the cats that, like, chase a quick hit.
Or, yeah.
Like, trying to make all this turn-up shit, right? Look at someone like Chingy, right? Like, no, there's no... It says nothing about him personally. I don't know him. He might be a great guy. He might be a hip-hop fan. I don't know. All I'm saying is, like, look, his box set is worth absolutely nothing, man. Do you want to be that guy, man? And I'm talking to these freshmen, all these cats making, like, microwave music. It's like, do you really want to be that guy that later on in life, someone finds a T-shirt of yours and they use it to mop up their, like, kids' throw-up or some shit? Like,
you know, unfortunately, it's no longer going to be that way where... Because he was a guy who came out with this record right here.
This shit was huge. Right there, literally.
Right. This was a big... This huge. Went platinum a lot of times huge. Over. And that is something that a lot of the guys who are coming out now not speaking English that they can't do. Because, you know, sales are where they at.
Yeah, but look at Designer, we're platinum already.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah, so
Designer's the new Chingy.
Nah,
I wouldn't say that.
The new Chingy was actually nicer than Designer.
Oh. Hell yeah. And a Chingy lot of them, like, Jaquan.
Anybody in our era, they were, like, the worst.
Anybody who could speak words is
How about
bad.
When they made the fake Clips grinding record? The... What was it called? Tipsy. It was like, first came out grinding, and it was like, hold up, guys, let's remake the beat.
Uh-huh. Ain't drinking. Very bad. Yo, I got a fake ID, though.
Uh-huh.
Grinding. Right. I wonder what they did when
Hold
they were
on.
Stealing this.
Hold on, and then that shit became a Reese's Pieces commercial. So, you know, it is what
it
is.
This dude actually got kidnapped recently, not too long ago.
Great job.
He got kidnapped, Jaquan, right? He got kidnapped for, like...
Not to be confused with Jaquan.
No, I don't think the people know...
Like, recently, he got kidnapped for, like, he was a missing person in Atlanta for, like, 2 whole months, and then they found him.
Oh, 2 months? From St. Louis.
He was down there, and somehow he got missing.
He got missing.
That's kind of crazy.
Holy
Google it.
Oh, my God. He got missing. He was working in the kitchen at Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffle spot in Atlanta.
I hope Jaquan's safe. Wherever he's at, did they find him?
I think they found him, yeah.
Jaquan, hold your head.
He's playing a drug binge for a while.
Jaquan the chef, hold your head. Yo, the NBA is pulling out of North Carolina because of the law where the LGBT, anything happens to them, They passed a law in North Carolina that you won't be prosecuted as a hate crime. And also the whole transgender thing of the bathrooms that they have.
Yeah, right.
So the All-Star game, the NBA All-Star game,
I was going to say, they're actually pulling the team out?
It's done.
The team?
No, the All-Star. The All-Star
weekend.
Nobody
want to go to North Carolina anyway. Next conversation.
Yeah, Petey Pablo.
I definitely did it, and I was going.
Detroit was staying at the Motel 6 on Raleigh. What's it, Raleigh?
Staying at the Waffle House.
Yo, I wish if they put a Waffle House in New York City,
you
the line would be longer
than
a club.
There every day. There will be, yes. I would DJ in there.
You know what's crazy is people that have Waffle Town. Waffle House.
Cut down to Waffle Town. The best place on
people that have Waffle House in their cities, when they hear people say shit like that, they're like, what? That shit is trash.
Yo.
But to us, we're like, yeah.
Yo,
same with In-N-Out. In-N-Out's the shit.
Last time I went to Waffle House, there was like these dudes, knuckleheads inside there, and then they got thrown out. And the chefs started throwing gang signs. And I was like, I let the chef chill out. And I was like, yo, you threw gang signs up? He's like, what's your problem? And it was a girl. She was ready to hit me with a spatula, V. I was about to get Jaquan.
Cameron, never forget, Cameron did his Jay-Z diss track in the Waffle House. That was pretty awesome.
Gosh.
He had a fake Jay-Z step out with sandals on.
So there it is. Jaquan, Chingy. How many of these one-hit guys, and do you think this designer is going to be like that? And all these people that come out that, we have Bobby Shmurda, who had a nice run.
He had a nice run to jail.
He's locked up.
Yo, free Bobby Shmurda, though. Know why? Because I don't even think he did anything. I think he just was rolling with the wrong
And that happens to a lot of our homies.
Yo, that's the thing, man. I don't want to get into the Troy Ave conversation, but how the fuck is Troy Ave free and YSP still locked up?
Holy shit!
For real. Why didn't even shoot no gun, didn't do nothing like that, and he's still locked up?
Oh, hearsay.
Attention, bro. And you know what's more important than all of that? Have they found who was the person who murdered Troy Ave's boy?
And we know who killed Biggie and Pop.
Forget. I know you want to go far back, and I appreciate that.
Nah, but yo.
Somebody in Irving Plaza who is in the hood claims that they are real. Yo, I'm down.
Nah, but I heard
no
boys on the run, but that's a different conversation.
Well, they get him locked up, and they also said that the person who shot Big L was killed as well. So
it's a great world we live in.
This is crazy. But you know what?
Yo, I haven't been live. Last week it was a repeat of the show.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't really got to. We haven't even really spoke on the. When we did the show with Prodigy, it was the night before the Alton Sterling thing.
Right.
It was, also I want to send my love to everybody in Nice, France, because we actually performed 100 feet away from where that happened last year. We were there, wilding out on jet skis. Nice is paradise, bro. It's, really a nice place.
Crazy, right?
And those people had their kids there watching the fireworks, and that fucking asshole just drove through them.
I think it's deep, but he's just a devil, bro.
Nah, they said his wife just left him and all this other shit. Yo, it don't matter, man. I hope that dude's soul burns for eternity in hell.
Yeah.
Out of those 84 people, 10 of them were children. They say to forgive people and God forgives and all that shit. Dude, fuck all that shit. I hope that dude just suffers for eternity.
Wow.
That dude's a fucking... Oh, man. So, yo, love to the people in these, definitely. The people in Istanbul, which is a place I frequent, man. That airport is a hub in that area. Like, you can't go to Macedonia or even Croatia. Like, you usually fly through Turkey.
Yeah.
So
last time I was there, they pulled me out of a plane, and they pulled everybody out of a plane. They put us in buses. They closed the buses for 2 hours, and an army went inside the plane. And I was like, what in the fucking world is going on?
Much love to the people in Turkey, but I'm all set with everything.
I don't even want
to
eat turkey.
I haven't even been back to France since then. I know I've said it before. We were supposed to perform at Bataclan, the club that got shot up. Mm. Like, we were on the bill that week. If you look at the flyer, it has that group. It was like Angels of Death Metal or some shit that. And then our show was a couple days later. It said Joey Badass sold out. That shit's creepy, bro.
And then also the Troy Ave thing. I know not to bring that, but in that sense, you was going to rock at Irving Plaza.
Oh, yeah. Now, the next week, our show got canceled thanks to the cops being fucking the pussies there.
Stop that.
They are, though. It's like, you study. You guys, there's actual hip. People don't know that aren't from New York City.
Filipinos don't know.
There's an actual hip-hop police in New York City that their job is to, just pay attention to what rappers are doing and DJs.
You like stations,
and
dress right? like us. And
yeah,
act
they
like
come
us,
to the shows.
To
they
the shows
like the
to
rappers
hang
don't.
With us.
Everybody knows them. They come in the room.
But
you
sometimes
know who
they
are.
You don't because they act like us. They chill and they ask you questions.
Right, but
they
the
act
most,
like the homies.
The main dudes, like, you know who they are when they come to the spot. Right. And they're not looking for weed. They're not looking for none of that. They're looking for guns. Really, guns.
That's good.
So anyway,
because I don't want guns at
hip-hop. My point is like a show like we had planned. It was part of the Governor's Ball Festival. That's what's crazy, too. The fucking show got canceled because of the weather. So not only did our pre-show get canceled, the show got canceled, but you know, they know that the 16-year-olds and a Joey Badass.
They don't know.
Come on. That's their job to know.
To know what is real hip-hop and fake hip-hop and thug hip-hop.
They're
and
supposed to
rap.
Know the crowds that come out to these
no,
shows.
No, they're not. They're
a
supposed
TI
to be,
show attracts a different element.
They're supposed to be police. That's all
that's
they
their job to know. They know who's going to show up to the park if they book Aerosmith versus them booking Korn. They know the two crowds, trust me.
Yeah, but they don't got
the
time.
Agree with that, no.
They don't got time to be looking at it with hip-hop, bro.
They know more, than we think they know.
Anyway, fuck all that shit. Let's play some music. You know what? I want to dedicate this record right here, man, this Eminem record, to my daughter. She turns 1 year old this Saturday.
Good. The movie's beautiful you made for her as well, man. You showed me that last night. That was really dope.
Can I dedicate this to my daughter, man? And I play this and my baby mother wanted to cut my throat earlier this week.
I love this song.
Hello, boys and girls. Today, we're going to talk about father and daughter relationships. Do you have a daddy? I'll bet you do.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Shut up.
I be out of words trying to sum it up. Bring it back like one love. Even let me slash on the tour bus. Yeah, I told her, but she don't do enough. Even though you're in the hood, I'm still pulling up. Dip, straight to your bus stop. This a real thing, can you feel the push, yeah? I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fall for free? Is it just me?
It's a good question.
Yeah. Is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to
yes.
Presentation. DJ Sus One, man.
Right here on Hip Hop Nation.
Lasers. Fucking lasers.
Push this motherfucking button and blast off and on Twitter.
Airborne Express.
Uh-huh.
I drive a moped for Airborne Express. I've been trying to bring a delivery up there since Friday, and no one answers the bell when we come up there.
Upstairs? I live downstairs.
In fact, I heard crashing and banging and real loud noises when I was there.
Yeah, what address are you
Yeah, I'm on Spirit Boulevard, and it's going to have to be tomorrow if we do come back at all.
Who are you looking for? What's your information?
It says Paul. I mean, I can read my own writing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just asking you. I didn't know I was getting that delivery.
It's from homolasses.com.
I didn't order anything from homolasses.com.
It's come a long way, and you're looking at a surcharge since we've had to come out there three times.
I didn't order anything.
Well, it says here you did, and I've worked here nearly 6 weeks, so I think I can read the slip.
Okay, but what's the name on the slip?
Paul Rothschild or something or other. I don't know. But what you need to concentrate on is quieting down the next time we come back out there. You read me?
Quieting down? What are you talking about?
I didn't even know what was going on, if there was a drum circle or what was going on there. You had some chaos.
Hey, what the fuck are you talking about, man? There's no fucking drum circles here.
Could have fooled me.
This is a quiet house, man. What address were you looking at?
Look, you're looking at a surcharge if you want us to come back out there, period. This isn't how Airborne Express
works. Come back out where? Where were you going? Are you a fucking idiot, man?
Listen up, pal.
Answer my question. You gave me a hard time on the phone. Nobody ever came to my house. I've been here all fucking day.
I've been out there twice.
To where?
And you were making so much doggone racket, no one even heard me.
You're fucking with me, man. I don't know who the fuck this is, man. But you don't even tell. If you were really a delivery guy, you'd be like, I went to this address, and you would say the address.
Okay, I'm on 15th right now.
No, where am I?
I don't know what the heck you're talking about. You ordered from homolasses.com.
No, I didn't. You're not even giving me any information, man. You're just fucking with me. I don't know who you are or what kind of prank this is, but I'm hanging up now, man.
I'm Quincy with Airborne Express.
This is a fucking joke.
What do I need to do to get your attention? Quiet down, come to the door.
Tell me my name, my first last name, what you said already, but the address.
I'm on Spirit Boulevard.
I don't order anything. No, I don't want to order your hat.
My name's Quincy. I work at Airborne Express. I drive a moped, and this stuff's marked as gelatinous, so that's another surcharge you're going to have to pay.
You're full of shit, man. I didn't order shit, man.
You got too many. You got too many strikes against you. You just do.
Yeah, good. You're full of shit. Hello?
Hi, is Paul there?
You know who he is, man.
This is
Quincy?
This is Frankie. I'm a supervisor at Airborne Express.
No, you're not.
Now, what
seems to be... That's the same fucking time I was talking to 2 seconds ago.
No, I'm a supervisor, sir. What seems to be the trouble tonight?
You calling me over and over again, talking with me. That's the problem.
Sir, could you please be professional?
No. Fuck no. I'm not being professional. I don't know who the fuck this is, man. I just talked to you 2 seconds ago.
The heck?
You're talking with me, man. Knock it off.
You've got a gelatinous parcel here, and there's a surcharge involved.
You're a gelatinous parcel. You are.
And there's a lot of commotion when our driver came up there.
You're full of shit, dude. I don't know what the fuck kind of joke this is, but maybe not a radio show or something.
No, we're not on the air. We're Airborne Express. Airborne Express
is a joint. Airborne Express, my ass. Dude, just fuck off, all right?
You owe us $88.
Do you understand English?
What are you trying to say?
$88.27
is due, plus the $25 surcharge.
Oh, shit. I don't have. You're full of shit, man. I didn't order anything.
Sir, be respectful and be professional.
Fuck no. No, fuck you, man.
Gelatinous parcel is a pretty good thing to say. Dugan Nash.
Y'all niggas hit for $500. I'ma be in London, motherfucker.
Tony Yayo is talking tough.
When I was a child and I wonder why.
All right, you guys, I made it home. I'm incredibly happy to be here. I'll see you later. Have a great night. Have a good night.